Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy to be here with you for 2 hours. It's a 4-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to super producer and host Dave Shepard, coming to you live from New York City. It's been a busy night so far. Congratulations to the Miami Heat. They knock off the Celtics, the final score 123-116 in Boston. And the Miami Heat take a 1-0 series lead. Led by who else? Jimmy Butler. 35 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, and 6 steals. Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Buckets, whatever you call him, he got busy. The Miami Heat outscored the Celtics in the third quarter. 46 points. Yes, I didn't say that incorrectly. Miami had 46 points to the Celtics' 25. The Celtics led at halftime, and then they just pretty much blew it. Boston led 66-57, and whether it was defense and turnovers, Miami took this. Miami also shot 51% from downtown. And so, not surprising, the Heat are ridiculously competitive, but the Celtics really expected to go out and win this series. Let's see if Miami can pull off yet another unlikely victory here in a series. It seems like Miami's been counted out all playoffs long, and here they are taking away game one. Right before we went to break, I updated you on a few other things. It appears that Nike has removed Ja Morant shoes from its online shop. It's been reported that the general manager and president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors, Bob Myers, Shams Charania, has reported that Bob Myers and the Golden State Warriors have not found middle ground yet in regards to his contract negotiations, and they both are prepared to go their separate ways. Let's see if that's accurate or whether or not it's a negotiating ploy. Manny Machado has a broken left hand for the San Diego Padres, and so Manny Machado, he is avoiding the injured list as of right now. But for a team that is currently 20-24, they can certainly use a little bit of offensive help. Surprisingly, with Machado and Soto and Bogarts, the offense for the San Diego Padres has not been clicking. And then, well, not even then, just how about now? It's time for a new top six list. That's what I do every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning. But before I do that, and before I give you a top six list of the best NBA prospects ever, Jason Tatum just spoke to the media. And Jason Tatum, he was asked, what happened in the third quarter where y'all got smacked by 46 points?
We just gave up 46 points in the third. So, you know, that's defense and transition and offensive rebounds. And, you know, not closing out the shooters. So, you know, some things that we really got to focus on and go over tomorrow and, you know, in practice.
Okay. Okay. Joe Mazzulla have the answer to that one? Y'all have to go over, closing out somebody on a three-point line. You got to go over that in practice. The Boston Celtics are good, man. They are very good. Tatum is damn good. But sometimes what they do out there is maddening. Tatum had some big turnovers here at the end of the game. Both him and Brown only had 7 shot attempts at the end. Brown had a cut on his hand. Tatum was turning the ball over. It's either up or it's down. It doesn't appear that there's any type of middle or consistency when it comes to these Celtics. Jimmy Butler, he spoke after the game to TNT, and he said, you know what? When it comes to the Miami Heat, it's not just me or one other guy. It's all of us.
It just shows the group of guys that we have. So many different guys step up in so many different ways, night in and night out. We've been doing it all year. Everybody's poised. Everybody's confident. Everybody's comfortable. Play some good basketball.
Yeah, Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, Caleb Martin, Kyle Lowry. They each individually had 15 points. Bam Adebayo had 20 points. And Kevin Love, in 16 minutes, said, here's 8 points, 6 rebounds. Everybody got involved. Congratulations to the Heat for snatching one away. It's now going to be time for a new top 6 list. Right before we went to break, I shared with you some audio, some comments made by Draymond Green, who basically said, people are forgetting how great LeBron James was as a prospect. And sure, Victor Wembanyama might be the next big thing. He might be the second biggest prospect. But don't forget about LeBron. Don't forget about the attention that he garnered in high school. And so for tonight, after the San Antonio Spurs secured the first overall pick in this year's draft, pretty much ensuring that they will take Victor Wembanyama, wanted to give you a top 6 list for tonight, as I do every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, except for we're going to take a look at the top 6 biggest prospects that the NBA has ever seen. And I'm not looking at what they concluded their careers with or what they did. I'm talking about what they did and the hype before they entered into the league. Where's the fancy music?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top 6 list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Time for a top 6 list. Some of the biggest, most hyped NBA prospects ever. And we got to go back to the early days of the association. We got to go back to the 50s. We got to look at someone who came out of Philadelphia, somebody who went to college at Kansas, someone who was 6'11" in high school, won 2 city championships, had a record of 56-3. He was offered everything to go to school. And when I say school, I mean college. You want some jewelry? You want a movie contract? I'm talking about someone who's also famous for allegedly the amount of women that he slept with. I'm talking about Wilt Chamberlain. This dude was out here playing in athletics. He's running. He's jumping. He's doing a triple jump. He was a champion at the high jump. At basically 7 feet tall, Wilt Chamberlain, a huge prospect, not just in stature, but everything that came with him. Fubá Sports on YouTube, you know, carved out a little documentary, and you'll hear Wilt and even Bill Russell talk about how this dude just going into the NBA was just better than everybody.
Jimmy Breslin wrote a famous article that was in the Saturday Evening Post. How many people in any sport has that been said, that the person is going to destroy the game?
Basketball star Wilt Chamberlain clears the high jump at 6'6¼".
The legend grew at the University of Kansas. Wilt was a conference champion in the high jump, had played a little basketball too.
And here comes this phenomenon showing everybody what the future is.
He was just a teenager, but he was already a huge star.
He was the dominant athlete in the United States at 17 years of age. By senior year, he was very full of himself because the world was full of him.
Oh, yeah. Well, here comes this guy, Wilt Chamberlain, ready to destroy the game of basketball. Well, he certainly changed it. They made a rule where you had to be behind the foul line because Wilt Chamberlain could start a few steps before it or behind it and it just dunked the ball. They changed the rule. No inbounds passes over the backboard because Wilt Chamberlain would just say, okay, here you go. And then by the time he got into the NBA, we know about them widening the lane because Wilt Chamberlain was just a beast. We don't need to get into his 100-point game, his 30-20 season. We don't need to get into all of that. We know he was a big-time prospect. I got Wilt Chamberlain at number 6. What's the next number?
Number 5.
A special thing when you are 13 years old and you're 6'6". Special thing when you are 16 years old and you are 6'10". Must be pretty amazing to travel the world playing basketball. Go to from New Jersey to Germany, end up back in Texas, and then win a state title while you annihilate kids, while you are a kid. 31 points, 22 rebounds, 6 assists, 9 blocks in a high school season. Oh, yeah, it's Shaquille O'Neal, folks. Ends up going to LSU. His coach basically helped snatch him out of Germany, convinced him, helped build that relationship from there. And we know Shaquille O'Neal going to the Orlando Magic, huge deal. Stepped into the NBA, dominated. We know about the championships, the MVP. And on NBA TV, you'll hear right now Isaiah Thomas and Shaq just talk about what was expected from Shaquille O'Neal. From early on,
watching Shaq, you know, in college, and then hearing about him coming into the NBA, you know, it was really like for us the second coming of Wilt Chamberlain.
People would always say I'm the next Wilt Chamberlain. I think it was a great comparison because the day Philip Arthur Harrison taught me how to play basketball, he would always scream three names. He's like, "Oh, you're going to be dominant." Like Wilt Chamberlain, everybody's going to fear you. You need an unstoppable move like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Never let a little man score on you. Make sure you're a shot blocker like Bill Russell. So from 9 to 18, 17, I heard these names, and I heard them every day.
Man, it's cool what Shaq did. Just destroying everybody. And his numbers, even at the college level, made no sense. Like he came into college and he's just like, hey, I got you 15 points like it's nothing. And then in his last 2 years at LSU, he's putting up NBA numbers. 26 points, 14 rebounds, 5 blocks a game. That's abuse. Shaquille O'Neal dominant from day one. I got him number 5 here when we talk about some of the biggest NBA prospects ever. Shaq 5. Who's this number?
Number 4.
What's the number? 4. Who is it? Zion Williamson. Yes. Has he lived up to the hype? The answer is no. Selected first overall in 2019. Already has been a multiple-time All-Star. When he is on the court, he has an opportunity to be absolutely dynamic, especially going to the paint, where he's going to convert, you would say, about 60 to 65% of his shots, and sometimes even higher. He has guard skills for a man who is 6'6", and hopefully less than 300 pounds. He's a giant. And in the social media age and era, I would say Zion Williamson is probably the first athlete to get hyped up real big time as social media has reached maturity. Zion was on every single digital platform that highlighted high school athletes, from Hoops Hype to overtime, which was nascent at the time, even to everybody's favorite physical magazine turned digital magazine, Slam Magazine, went to South Carolina when Zion was 16 years ago. This was 6 years ago. Zion was already hyped from his dunks and his skills, and he explained to Slam Magazine what makes him or what made him so special.
Well, yeah, this athleticism people keep telling me I have, it just came out of nowhere. 10th grade summer, picked up 20 scholarships off one tournament, just dominating every circuit session we had, and just kept rising from there.
Zion is special. I have him at number four just because of the attention. And maybe if you're not online, you don't understand it. He was basketball highlights on the internet. This is before Duke. He was everywhere. You couldn't miss him. Annihilating kids. We just now wish that Zion was healthy in the NBA to annihilate other kids and grown men. And even looking at his body from 6 years ago, it'd be nice if he was still in that one. He's too damn heavy. I hope Zion can live up to the hype, and that the hype is the reason I have him here at number four. Top six NBA prospects we've ever seen, Zion four. What's the next number?
Number three.
Straight out of Harlem, New York. 6'8" in middle school, 79-2 during his high school career. Catholic League titles out of New York City, Power Memorial. It's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, formerly Luau Sindor. This dude was on talk shows as a kid because he was a giant. This is someone who, by the time he even got to UCLA in his varsity debut, said, "Hey guys, I'm here. Here's 56 points. He averaged 29 points. They went undefeated, they being UCLA, 30-0 to a title. They banned the slam dunk because of Kareem. He has a million records at UCLA. We know he had a million records in the NBA. LeBron James just took that scoring one. Kareem was that dude, even before he was Kareem, when he was Lou Alcindor. ESPN University, they ran a piece on how amazing Lou was and how amazing he was going to be.
The Lou Alcindor buzz was extraordinary. He was a 17-year-old kid who could touch the top of the backboard. You could see right away he wanted to go.
No one had seen a guy who could shoot, dribble the floor, and move the way Lou Alcindor moved.
When he'd block a shot, his head would be up by the rim. I mean, I'd never seen a guy block shots with so much ease and grace and athletic ability.
We had Lou Alcindor, and, you know, as long as he was healthy, he was like the ultimate weapon.
Alcindor, who would later change his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, was so effective a weapon for UCLA that the NCAA tried to limit his scoring potential by banning the dunk in 1967.
Yeah, he was the ultimate weapon. Reminds me of them Converse shoes. You can't take away the hype and the attention that he garnered, especially coming out of New York City. He was that next step following Wilt Chamberlain. I got Kareem. I got Lou Alcindor. At number three, what's the next number?
Number two.
Oh, at number two? It's the guy who's going to go number one this year. This is a multi-year hype machine. This is a global hype machine. This is someone with NBA relationships, helped cultivated by a Tony Parker, a Boris Diaz, someone who is on his way now to the San Antonio Spurs. He is an alien. He is 7'5". He has grown online. The NBA has already streamed every single one of his professional games over the past year. They brought him to the United States of America to play against professional prospects. It's Victor Wembanyama. I hope he lives up to the hype. Sports Illustrated, a few months ago, they did an entire feature surrounding Victor Wembanyama, and you will hear some real familiar celebrity superstar voices talk about this young man, and he's just like, yeah, I just show up and play basketball. Listen to this.
You don't know his name, learn it. It is Victor Wembanyama.
Best prospect since LeBron James came into the draft in 2003.
7'4", 8-foot wingspan.
He runs like a guard. He shoots like a guard.
Game changer.
He's KD with 5 extra inches.
I ain't never seen nothing like it.
The generational talent.
It depends on him if he wants to be the best big man ever.
He's really in trouble when he comes in.
Got to get ready for this kid.
Wembanyama could be the best European player ever.
I don't let myself be carried away, but yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's just cool. Yeah, yeah, Shaquille O'Neal, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard. Yeah, they telling me how good I can be. It's cool. I hope he maintains that attitude because it'll certainly help him actually reach the heights that have been laid in front of him. With a global presence, an online presence, the NBA by itself has not hyped up a prospect like this. LeBron James, and maybe it's due to social media, LeBron James didn't get the same NBA hype internally as Victor Wembanyama has. He's been promoted more than some of their existing players and superstars this past year. Victor Wembanyama, I got him number 2 here on my list. Some of the biggest prospects the NBA has ever seen. This shouldn't be a difficult one to figure out, but we're going to take a break. It might be a surprise, it might not be. When we come back, I'm going to share with you the biggest prospect that we've had. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move, number 1 on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? I listen to you every night on the way home from work. I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're a bad man, Majama.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The Miami Heat scored the most points ever in a single quarter in their playoff history. How you let somebody score 46 points in a quarter? Miami wins 123-116, snatching game 1 from the Celtics. I'm not going to say I hope he doesn't sleep tonight. But I hope he doesn't sleep, Joe Mazzulla. No, don't play that. Don't do that. No Struce juice. Good on the Miami Heat, though. Yeah, Max Struce came alive, knocking down some threes. But Joe Mazzulla, I hope he figures things out. Anyway, I'm giving you a top 6 list. Talking about some of the best prospects that the NBA has ever seen, who has been ridiculously hyped on the way into the NBA. And I'm about to share with you number 1. Shouldn't be a surprise. At number 6, I gave you Wilt Chamberlain. At number 5, I gave you Shaquille O'Neal. At number 4, I gave you Zion Williamson. At number 3, I gave you Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, formerly Lou Alcindor. At number 2, I gave you Victor Wembanyama. The NBA itself is broadcasting, has been broadcasting his games from the French League. He's not even in the NBA. Wembanyama has been getting more promo and press from the NBA than I would say more than, I don't know, 95% of its own players. And so that leads me here. Who's the top most hyped prospect ever? Just some guy who's still playing, trying to win another championship. NBA's all-time leading scorer. Man is already a billionaire. I mean, damn it. It's LeBron James. The guy who came out of Akron, Ohio, had his games broadcast on television while he was in high school. This dude was on the cover of every magazine. He was expected to be the next big thing. And he lived up to it. Came into the NBA and said, yep, no problem. I'm just going to drop 25-5 like it's nothing. It's wild to think that LeBron James has surpassed expectations. And you can argue, if you feel like it, that he is the greatest basketball player of all time. And if you're like me, and you wouldn't say that he is, the fact that he is even in the conversation is wild enough. Before he even put on a jersey for the Cleveland Cavaliers, he sat down on Real Sports with Bob Costas. That's what everybody does, right? Maybe not now. But Bob Costas asked him about 20 years ago. This is crazy to even think about. It feels like yesterday to me. And he's just like, hey, LeBron, how the hell are you going to live with yourself, your kid, if you're not the greatest basketball player of all time? This is what LeBron said. Listen to this conversation.
LeBron James, how does it feel to know that if you're not eventually a Hall of Fame caliber player, it's not good enough to be good or an all-star. If you're not eventually a first-rank Hall of Famer, a lot of people will say you were a bust or overhyped.
How does that make me feel?
Yeah.
Well, I don't look at it as looking into the future. I always go by, I take every moment at a time, because you're not promised tomorrow. And that's what my mom brought me up on. And I always say that I just try to get better every day at what I do.
Man, same cadence, same attitude, same demeanor. Nothing has changed there. I am more impressed by how LeBron James has navigated life and fame. I'm more impressed by that than anything that he's done on a basketball court. And that is just always phenomenal to me. You don't got to agree with everything that he's said or everything that he's done. It's not basketball. How he has navigated life, avoiding pitfalls, avoiding massive controversy, is admirable. Absolutely. And so LeBron James, yes, he is the biggest prospect that the NBA has ever seen. And he's one of the greatest ever. And it's a story that you can't make up. And this is the crazy part. The story is not done yet. Is he going to play with his kid? Will he win another championship? Will he win two more championships? God knows what will happen. But on his way into the league, biggest dude, hyped up, most hyped guy ever. My top six NBA prospects, number six, I gave you Wilt. Number five, I gave you Shaq. And number four, I gave you Zion. And number three, I gave you Kareem. And number two, I gave you Wembanyama. At number one, I gave you LeBron. You can tell one thing here, folks. Everybody goes by one name. There's no double, no first name, no last name. Everybody goes by one name. Let's see what Zion and Wembanyama can do in their careers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. This is my list, not your list. There are a million other players I could have put on this list. We could have gone through, I don't know, in Allen Iverson, a supreme athlete overall. We could have gone to Hakeem Olajuwon. We could have gone to a Patrick Ewing. Tons of names. Tons of prospects. The NBA has seen many of them. I could have put Greg Oden here on this list if you want to talk about the most hyped guys. We ain't talking about what they did when they got into the league. We're talking about what took place before they even suited up. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'll get to your calls on the other side. We're also going to hear from some losers tonight. Tatum spoke. Brown spoke. Jimmy Butler, a winner, decided to speak some more. We'll get to that on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I just gave you a top six list of the biggest prospects that the NBA has ever seen. At number six, I gave you Wilt Chamberlain. At number five, I gave you Shaquille O'Neal. At number four, I gave you Zion Williamson. At number three, I gave you Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, formerly Lou Alcindor. At number two, I gave you Victor Wembanyama. And at number one, I gave you LeBron James. You know, when I think about the putting together this list, of course there are more prospects, big prospects, than the six that I named. I threw in a few other names before we went to break. I wanted to look at the amount of attention, notoriety, accomplishments, and the reason why here at the top of the list, someone like Zion at four above Shaq and Kareem here at three, Wembanyama even so much at number two. I'm looking at impact, and if you think about the current era that we live in and the amount of information that's spread via social media and online is ridiculous. The hype machine and the expectations, the ability to be known or seen in France and have your games broadcasted by the NBA here and all over the world is something that did not exist for Shaquille O'Neal. It didn't even exist for a Zion Williamson. And so there's a lot to be said for the names that I shared with you here. LeBron James having the benefit of, I can't even say, his career has certainly straddled the era. He's been around for the better part of two decades now, or even longer in the public eye. But he was right there before the world started to digitize. I mean, there's a famous image of LeBron James at a Monday Night Raw a wrestling event for WWE, WWF, whatever it was at the time. LeBron James is looking at Stone Cold Steve Austin with a flip phone in his hands. And that should tell you just how much things have changed. I remember reading about LeBron James in the physical newspaper. I would read the New York Daily News. And he would have full articles about his games day to day. This is in the Daily News. Like he was Stephon Marbury playing back in Brooklyn. Just this guy in Ohio who's lighting it up. And the next thing you know, his games are being televised nationally on ESPN. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls. And then we're also going to hear from some of the participants in tonight's matchup between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. A game that the Celtics lost at home. A game that the Celtics gave up 123 points to Miami. They lost 123-116. They gave up 46 points in the third quarter. It's unforgivable. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Michael is calling from New Jersey. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Hi, Michael. Hi, JR. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's on your mind?
I got two guys who I thought might be on, like, a list. One, Kevin Garnett. He was really hyped coming in. He went straight from high school to the NBA.
Yeah.
And then the other guy, Greg Oden, he didn't do so well. His injuries shortened his career, but like I remember like these fans from Portland. They made like this song about like how they got Greg Oden, and now like Kevin Durant sucked, and then they just bit them back in the end. But yeah.
Yeah, it stinks. You know what? It's funny. I was at Ohio State. I was at the campus in Columbus last year, and I remember Greg Oden was going to class. I walked by this dude, and he's a normal sight on campus. I think he got a job now on staff. Hey, Mike, how old are you, man?
I'm 14.
Hey, good on you. What you trying to do as you get older? You have any idea yet?
I don't know. Maybe, like, finance. I don't know.
Hey, listen, that's not a bad thing to do. Go get that money, okay? What part of Jersey are you from?
Edison.
Hey, go get all the money, Mike. Appreciate you.
Yeah, have a great night. Thanks.
You too. Shout-outs to Mike for calling up from Edison, New Jersey. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from Milwaukee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man?
I'm excellent. Can you turn down your radio, Mark?
I just turned it off.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Go ahead.
I have, you know, everybody's got their own opinion. And two of your people on your list, them being Shaq and Zion Williamson, I would replace with Magic and Larry Bird. But as far as exposure, and I'm telling you right now, I'm biased, living in Milwaukee, me, and I'm not taking anything away from LeBron, but Kareem, when he came out of UCLA and the press conference and the coin flip to get him, and he came here, and he adapted into Milwaukee for a while. He took a team that was 2 years old, an expansion, the second-year team, he got into the Eastern Conference Finals. Third year, he won a championship with him, thanks to help from Oscar, and that's never been equaled. So to me, Kareem and LeBron would be one and two, and I'd probably have Bird and Magic 3 and 4, and then Wilt in the young man coming out of France now. But if I could for a second, I'd like your opinion. I'd like to just touch a little bit on a couple NBA playoff games. I felt before
we got a million callers here. If you could make the point, and I'll give you a response. Go ahead.
I felt before the sixth game in the Philadelphia-Boston series, it was going to be probably one of the more impactful games in the playoffs. I thought Doc Rivers' job might be on the line, which it was. And Boston was in the same situation a year ago, coming to Milwaukee down 3-2. They won here and went back and won the next game in Game 7 in Boston, and the same thing. I also feel the same way about tomorrow night's game between Denver and the Lakers. If Denver doesn't win that game, I really think the series is over. I don't think they can win in L.A. I feel, as ironic, as crazy as it sounds, that Boston could lose again tomorrow and still wind up winning that series.
Yeah,
and I just want to tell you how proud of you I am. I think your show's great.
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate you from a while. I wouldn't be shocked either. The Celtics are so up and down. I still have them winning the series as well. Thank you so much for calling from Milwaukee. He mentioned what took place between the Sixers and the Boston Celtics, and we know the Miami Heat had the dispatch of the New York Knicks. It's pretty wild just what has happened here in the series to see what the Miami Heat is currently doing. Jimmy Butler, he actually just spoke to the media, and he was asked whether or not he thought that they would be here in this position, knowing how they started off the playoffs, the play-in, etc. This is what Butler had to say.
Damn right. I did. Damn right. We did. And the best part about it is we still don't care what none of y'all think. Honestly speaking, we don't care if you pick us to win. We never have. We never will. We know the group of guys we have in his locker room. We know that Coach Spo puts so much confidence and belief in each and every one of us, Coach Pat as well. And so our circle's small, but this circle got so much love for one another. We pump constant confidence into everybody. And we go out there and we hoop. We play basketball the right way, knowing that we always got a chance.
Okay, all right. You gotta appreciate what they've done. Because there is nobody out here waving pom-poms for the Miami Heat harder than Miami Heat fans, and it's justified. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Virginia. Let's talk to Ahmad. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's going on, JR? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So basically, I think this is a very interesting list. I don't think, you know, it's not about bust or anything in that sense, but for me, this list more constitutes about hype and the amount of hype a player had coming into the league.
Yeah, that is the list. That's what I called it. The most hyped dudes, the biggest prospects the NBA has seen. Yes, you're correct.
And you know, it's different with the social media age. I mean, everyone's basically hyped, right? Everybody has a highlight tape. Everybody's on YouTube. But back in the day, I mean, Danny Manning, first pick, played for the Clippers for a good 6 years. I mean, became a two-time All-Star, not necessarily a bust, played in the league for a while. But the amount of hype, you know, all-time leading scorer for Kansas, the man could ball, but, you know, obviously didn't live up to those expectations.
Right.
But with that being said, I mean, it's interesting because even Sebastian Telfer, even you can even say Jimmer Fredette, even
Ahmad. Yeah, that's a different, as you mentioned, that's a different list. Yeah. I mean, if you want to throw Greg Oden on that list too, you could put him in both categories. But as you mentioned, yeah, we ain't talking about busts. We ain't talking about guys who did not live up to the hype. It's real simple. Who got the hype before they even got into the league.
Like Ricky Rubio in the Olympics when he played against Kobe. I mean, he was hyped. I mean, everybody was hyping up Ricky Rubio. They were saying he was going to be the next Pistol Pete and all of that. I mean, hype is such a subjective term, especially in this day and age.
I don't think so. It's real. It's real simple. Who's getting a hell of a lot of attention? You know, Ricky Rubio got a flash of hype, and it's mostly because of his passes. I don't think anybody looked at Ricky Rubio and put him in the category of the other gentleman that I mentioned. So I don't believe hype is subjective. You look at Victor Wembanyama. There's one guy on planet Earth who has gotten the amount of attention that he has gotten over the past few years, even with social media. Yeah. And that's just Victor Wembanyama. This is nobody else. You can look at Zion Williamson, who I mentioned because of social media. But no, there are always outliers. The gentlemen that I put here on this list have been outliers. Whether you were playing basketball in the 50s, whether you're playing basketball right now in 2023. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls on the other side. And we'll hear from members of the Heat and the Celtics as well. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American made, Michigan made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.